Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local stories and breaking news from the Chicago Park District. Well, the board's here has just made her first public comments on the lifeguard sex harassment scandal that led to the forced resignation of former Superintendent Michael Kelly. Kelly announced his resignation over the weekend, hours after Mayor Lightfoot publicly called him to be fired over his handling of numerous allegations of harassment targeting female lifeguards. And moments ago, Board Chair Avis Lavelle said her colleagues had demanded Kelly's resignation during a special session Friday and expressed disappointment in Kelly's handling of the controversy and addressed criticism of the board's oversight.
I know many people have been impatient with us, wanting changes to happen more quickly, wondering what we knew and why we didn't know something or why we didn't seem to act on what we knew. I've had some of those same questions myself, and we share your anger, but we are committed to act on the facts as they unfold.
The board is now poised to select former Chicago Business Affairs Director Rosa Escareno as the interim park superintendent. Five men, who Chicago police describe as being members of a street gang, made their first appearances in federal court. They were accused of gunning down a Chicago rap star in broad daylight on the Gold Coast. Prosecutors and top brass of CPD updating reporters. WBBM's Jim Good is live on the news line with the story.
Keith, Northern Illinois U.S. Attorney John Roush says Charles Liggins, Kenneth Roberson, Christopher Thomas, Takarlo Sofford, and Marcus Smart are members of a Southside street gang that had a rivalry with Carlton Weekly, also known as the rapper FBG Duck. Roush says Weekly was fatally shot outside a clothing store on Oak Street in August of last year. Two other people were wounded but survived. Roush says the rivalry included the use of videos on social media, and he says this arrest sends a strong message.
If this gives pause, okay, even 1 minute of pause to somebody who might think it's a cool thing to do, to get on video, to bring out some guns, let's talk about how I'm going to shoot somebody. If this gives pause to them, then we're doing something good.
Because the charges in this case are federal, prosecutors could seek the death penalty. Live outside the Chicago FBI office, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And today, a pillar of Chicago's civil rights community has died. Family members, the activist and educator and World War II veteran, Timuel Black, died today at the age of 102. Last year, Landmarks Illinois CEO Barbara McDonald announced a grant program to preserve buildings in Chicago's South Side that would be named for Mr. Black.
He helped to bring Dr. Martin Luther King to Chicago and was a friend of Dr. King's, as well as continuing to run for office to try to bring civil rights really to a political platform as well.
And Mr. Black was also an advisor and confidant to the late Chicago Mayor Harold Washington and former President Barack Obama. Funeral arrangements are pending. Health workers today reopened DuPage County's mass vaccination site to make it a bit easier for people to get the COVID-19 booster shots.
The DuPage County Fairgrounds have once again been converted into a mass vaccination clinic. Karen Ayala is executive director of the DuPage County Health Department.
It's going to be open for the next several months, providing booster shots, and for individuals who may be making that decision for the first time to get their, you know, initial series of the vaccine.
Those who showed up for appointments explained why they got their booster shots.
Because I'm around people and I want to protect myself and my family.
Well, I'm a dental assistant and I work with people. I'm working their mouths every day, so it's not required, but if I didn't, I'd have to get a COVID test every week.
The booster shots will be available by appointment only, and recipients will need to register in advance. At the DuPage County Fairgrounds, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police still searching for the gunman who opened fire on a student and a security guard outside Phillips High School yesterday. The 14-year-old student, critically wounded at the time, is expected to make a full recovery. That's according to the girl's grandmother, John C. Cobb.
Right now, she's in the ICU. They did surgery last night. She made it through surgery well.
She also says there was no major damage to her granddaughter's organs. A student and security guard was shot after 3:30 yesterday. Chicago man is facing several counts of murder and attempted murder for a weekend shooting in Wicker Park. Police say Dania Sykes opened fire on several people outside a nightclub in North Milwaukee, killing one man and wounding four others. And a black female Cook County court reporter who filed a lawsuit accusing some of her colleagues of sex discrimination and bullying did not win her case. U.S. District Judge Elaine Bucklow ruling that Regina Klemmer was subjected to severe harassment, but that was not driven by her gender, as required by the Civil Rights Act. The judge also said Klemmer did not demonstrate the hostile work environment revolved around her gender. Chief Timothy Evans' office oversees court reporters. Tributes coming in today following the news of the death of Chicago civil rights icon, Timuel Black.
Born in 1918, Timuel Black moved to Bronzeville with his family before his first birthday. Over the next century, Mr. Black would become a revered historian, educator, and one of the most prominent civil rights activists in U.S. history. Perry Ermer is the president of the DuSable Museum of African American History.
His life is just an example of how one person can truly make a difference and inspire generations of us all to continue that struggle.
Mr. Black's life of social activism began when he was a teenager during the Great Depression. He would go on to become a trusted friend and advisor to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Harold Washington, and former President Barack Obama. Mr. Black would have been 103 in December. Asha Lee, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Good Samaritan pulled a man from his car moments before it was hit by a train last weekend.
A 72-year-old Aurora man was driving along Barnes Road when he became confused and turned down a set of railroad tracks instead of a street. Kane County Sheriff Ron Haynes says the tires of his car quickly became lodged in the gravel.
So the Good Samaritan just happened to be passing by and lives right around the corner and saw this vehicle with the tires spinning sitting on the tracks.
While trying to see if the man was okay, the Good Samaritan saw a train quickly approaching. The 72-year-old was unresponsive.
He unbuckled his seatbelt and he said he was able to roll him onto the gravel next to the railroad tracks just as the train struck the vehicle.
The car was totaled, but the man survived with minor injuries. Sheriff Haynes says the Good Samaritan will be recognized at the next county board meeting. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Northside man has been helping people for decades find some of the most treasured items, including missing wedding rings.
He compares himself to Santa Claus in bringing joy to others. And with white hair and a broad smile as he scans a North Suburban soccer field with his metal detector, Jim Evans looks the part.
See how quiet it is? That means it's a deeper signal.
Well, I'm looking for that.
The 80-year-old retiree is certified through an archaeological partnership. The wide majority of his calls are about lost rings, something he says people are very sentimental about, like an Aurora man who hired him to find a titanium carbide wedding band.
I went out there and found it for him, and he paid me a $100 reward. So he paid me $200 for a $50 ring, but it was the same ring, and that's very important.
In Glenview, Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local. Updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.